With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Last night, Thursday night football, the big story, Tua Tagovailoa getting stretchered off after taking another hit that was similar to the week prior where his head hit the grass, snapped back. Of course, it looked very ugly with the hands seizing up. And there was a lot of questions to be asked after the game of Mike McDaniel and also Dolphins officials. I don't know here we're coming back on CBS Sports Network. They do have the hit. We'll take one more look at it here before we get to Jerry.
Yeah, I know that, you know, Amazon got a little bit, got a little heat last night because they showed it a lot. But I was still trying to figure out how hard the hit was. And if the hit wasn't that bad, I mean, then he obviously went into the game. I mean, it looked like he got slammed down on his left shoulder. Like yeah. A shoulder hit first. And then the back of his head hit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you watch that and not knowing what happened last week, if we didn't know, that you wouldn't think much of it. But because he stumbled off the field the week prior, and then you saw what happened to his hands, everybody said he shouldn't have been playing.
4 days prior, I mean, not even a week.
Right, exactly. Shouldn't have been playing, and these two things were related. I mean, that's what everybody believes, and I know that the doctors say differently, and he was cleared, but this just looks really bad for the Dolphins and not great for the NFL either.
I mean, I kind of see that, and I see him getting thrown down on his back, and I was thinking maybe it's his back again.
Yeah, I don't know. Who was concussed.
Yeah, at least that's what they said.
All right, Jerry's here. What's up, Jerry?
All right, we are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. First, the injury, how it sounded, right here on the Fan. Westwood 1 with Ian Eagle.
Clock is rolling, under 6 minutes to go, first half. Bootleg to the left. Tua's got all kinds of time initially, and now the second wave of rushers get to him. Tua is sacked back in Miami territory. And Tua is down on the play.
Yeah, he was. Would have to be carted off. That was, again, Ian Westwood 1 on the Fan. The Bengals win the game 27-15. We'll get to the details of that in just a moment. But first, Mike McDaniel says, yeah, this is some tough stuff for sure.
That was an emotional moment. That is not part of the deal that anyone signs up for, even though you know it's a possibility in football to have something that you have to get taken off on a stretcher.
He says it was pretty obvious to him quickly that something was wrong.
I knew he had a concussion. He was asking for me. And then, you know, when he saw me, I could just tell there was, it wasn't the same guy that I'm used to seeing.
In terms of the question about deciding if he should play or not, can play or not, he says, we don't make these decisions. We have someone else that's there for that.
There's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter.
I
don't want to make fun of that.
No.
That's the way he said
that's
it.
That's what he said.
Yeah. But that's what I've been saying. And they do have them on the sidelines. The question for me, and I think CBS Sports Network may have this, is last week's game against Buffalo, or Sunday's game against Buffalo, the hit that he took. And I clearly see, like, he snaps his head back, and he hits the ground. And now, remember, in this particular situation, he had gotten hurt earlier in the game because his back was twisted.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what he said. And now we see him there, and you can see that he's stumbling, and you wonder, is that... And he kind of grabs his head. He doesn't grab his back.
And shakes his head when he gets up first as well.
Yeah, so and then he went back into that game.
Yeah.
So he went back in and played the rest of that game when he was finally cleared through all the concussion protocol. and must have been saying to the doctors and the trainers down there, it was my back, it's my back, it's not my head. And like, nobody fell on him there.
No.
Like, he just got pushed, and it was kind of like a whiplash type of situation where the head hits, and thank God it was grass as opposed to, you know, MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, and then with similar situation last night, same with the head hitting back. And when Daniel Jones got hit and he was stumbling, everybody said the same thing. He's done. That's it. He's done for the game.
Told you he's done for the year.
Yeah. Well, that was the neck injury when he came back. I'm talking about the one in Dallas where he got hit and then got up and then he couldn't
walk. Yeah, he stumbled. Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't walk straight. I mean, that's what we're conditioned to see now as football fans, that a guy who acts like that after a hit is done. And the fact that he came back in the game and then is now playing on Thursday Night Football, and the fact that he even flew with the team last night is like shocking.
But the conversation that he had with the team was, it's my back, it's not my head.
Yeah.
But then again, if it's your back, you shouldn't be out there either.
Sure.
That too. And also, you know, I have a history of back issues. I've not been able to walk. Never once have I gone to my head because my back hurts, ever.
But you have had a situation where, did you look... like to a look
no.
there?
No.
But you said you couldn't walk.
No, I've had times where I couldn't get up. I've had problems where, you know, you go down on a knee and you can't get up, but I've never stumbled like that, ever. And anytime I've had back problems, I've never gone to my head instead of my back, ever. And the whole thing's weird. Here's the question about the flying. He was asked, how is it possible that he can get on a plane after this?
Yeah, no, I that's told to me. It's not I'm making that decision. It's more that the medical professionals that are there with him at the time deem him fit to leave.
Now, Amy Lawrence did have a Miami reporter on with her who spoke to him, said he seemed fine after he got back from the hospital. So this whole thing is, something's not right, clearly.
Yeah, I know that Mike McDaniel says that it's a medical professionals. I'm leaning on them and everything else.
But
he is, the heat's going to come on him.
Because he's the face of the franchise. Right. And he's the spokesperson for the franchise.
Exactly. So, there's only so much of that you can say. And someone's going to be like, well, wait a second. You're the head coach. You run this whole thing. Don't you think it would have been the smart thing to do to leave him back? I mean, I know you're not a neurologist, for Christ's sakes, though. I mean, it just doesn't seem... The guy got stretchered off, and all of a sudden you're plopping him on a plane an hour later?
I can't do that to the coach. I can't. You know, he's got so many things that he's got to worry about, and he's being told, like he said, he's being told by independent people and by the doctors. And I'm sure when they took Tua to... I think they took him to the University of Cincinnati Hospital, I think, or it's one of the hospitals out there, that... Now, the trauma people there are looking at him. They have nothing to do with the game. They are medical professionals that are looking at him and advising him and his family and the Dolphins and the NFL what's in his best interest. That's all they care about. They don't care about the game. They care about the human being laying there. And they're the ones that I'm sure said, okay, I think he can go home. I'm not putting this on the coach, man.
My point is that he has to, nobody's going to interview these doctors. He's going to have to answer it. So he's going to have to get better answers than they told me this, because no one's going to put the doctor at the podium, and he's going to have to, for the next coming days and weeks, he's going to be the one who has to deliver this information, and he's got to do it in a better way than he did last night.
Right, and this is the part of the job that sometimes these guys just aren't ready for.
Yeah.
You know, and we saw that with Joe Judge. We saw that with Rob Saleh a couple weeks ago, with the receipt angle and the discussion and all that. Those are different reasons. But this is another reason. This is another aspect that you are the face of the franchise. You're the one that is delivering the information. And while we all like Mike, and we think that he's a refreshing kind of change to what the normal everyday NFL coach is all about, he's unfortunately going to be the spokesperson for this.
All right, as for the game itself, 27-15 was the final. Bengals did win. Wasn't easy, though. Matter of fact, Miami and Teddy Bridgewater were driving down 5 in the fourth.
Second and 10, Bridgewater fires a quick pass.
Oh, intercepted baby.
At the 9-yard line.
Whoa.
Getting the ball back now to the 20, 25-30. Von Bell to the 45, the 50,
nice.
And the Dolphins' 45-yard line. Von Bell's
big.
Second interception of the game.
And that was Horton Lapham with the call. That pretty much sealed it. The Bengals would go in and score there. to make the final score what it was. For Joe Burrow, great protection up front, he says. He threw for 287 and had touchdown passes to Higgins and Hurst.
Unbelievable. All day was protection was awesome. I had so much time in the pocket to find the guys that I needed to find. Mm-hmm. And those guys are just going to keep getting better.
He got sacked.
They work so hard every day in practice.
So he got sacked once. And I think what he's doing now, he's taking the heat off of those guys. You know, that's because that's all that anybody's been talking about.
A tough few weeks for sure to start.
Yeah, but you know, it goes back to last year. It goes back to all the way through the, you know, the playoffs. Yep. And then getting sacked seven times in the Super Bowl and the way that it started this year. And I didn't think he was all that sharp again last night, but I did think he made a lot quicker decisions, got rid of the ball. They need to throw the ball down the field more. And when you play a team that plays like Miami, a lot of man coverage, I mean, you got to run bunch formations and crisscrossing, and you got to get these guys running into each other and hit your guys in stride and let them go down the sideline. I mean, they just kept going down, like I don't know, internally. It was a weird, very frustrating offensive game watching it.
Just
0-2 to 2-2 in 5 days.
Yeah, but he also said relax after 0-2.
Yep. Teddy Bridgewater says kind of tough. Playing after seeing what they saw.
In that moment, I think you saw how everyone felt about Tua. He's, you know, the captain on his team and a leader. And guys have so much respect for him.
I'm sure we'll get more details and answers later today. The Jets in Pittsburgh Sunday. Mike LaFleur says Zach Wilson is ready to go. He's as ready as he'll ever be.
He's prepared both in the classroom and on the field and in the weight room and doing everything he can to make sure that he's picking up where he left off, you know, throughout training camp.
Got to be honest, don't care if they win or lose, but my God, I hope he plays well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, even if... So I said yesterday, if they lost, let's say, because it's going to be a low-scoring game, but if they lost like 23-20 and he didn't throw a pick and he had a touchdown
and
pass.
And they just lose.
And they just lost the game. Not that he needs to put up 30 points. You know, the Jet fan is not going to go crazy. But if he comes out and they suck and they get shut out or
score 16-3.
Right. And then Mitch Trubisky outplays him. It's just going to be awful, awful on Monday. For that fan base,
if he has if he misreads and throws the ball to like he did in Philadelphia in the preseason game, goes out there and throws it right to the linebacker. I mean, we don't want to see that.
Nope.
Giants home for the Bears Sunday, and the Bucks and Chiefs will play in Tampa on Sunday night. Baseball tonight: Mets and Braves. The big weekend series opens this evening. The Mets 98-58, one game lead on Atlanta. Your pitching matchup: Jacob DeGrom, an ERA of 2.93 against Max Fried, ERA of 2.50. And the Mets calling up their top prospect catcher Francisco Alvarez. As for the Yankees, they play the Orioles tonight. Domingo Germán and Jordan Lyles, the starters there. Of course, Aaron Judge is still and will continue to be the topic as he goes for home run number 62. And his name is certainly being bantered about all different sports, including in Brooklyn, where one Kyrie Irving, your favorite guy, was asked about what Judge is doing and has done this year.
I mean, guy special. And it's not too often that you get a chance to see it up close, and when you do, you want to appreciate it. And what he's doing, I just wish him the best. I don't want to jinx him or anything. I want to send him great energy, make sure he continues it up, and put on for the city.
Sending great energy.
Yeah.
So what happens when you actually play the games? You can perform.
Can't help yourself, can you?
What do you mean?
Baltimore lost Thursday to Boston. With the Orioles' loss, the Blue Jays clinched a wild card spot. Phillies have a half-game lead in Milwaukee for the final wild card spot in the National League. Both teams lost Thursday. The Phils lost to the Cubs 2-0. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 4-2. And almost a special night for the Angels.
April, another one of those five rookies in their lineup tonight. And here's the next pitch. There's a ground ball on the left side. Skips off the glove of Soto. He tried to make a diving stop on that one. And that's going to be a hit.
And that would be it for the no-hitter in the eighth inning of the game. But the Angels did beat the A's 4-2. Ohtani taking that no-hitter into the eighth. And just the Rockets acquiring Derek Favors from the Thunder in an eight-player swap. And the Devils beat the Rangers 5-2.
An eight-player swap?
Correct.
What really?
The Devils beat the Rangers 5-2.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that.
Preseason hockey.
Oh, preseason hockey.
Yes, because everybody loves hockey, Boomer.
Yep, that's right.
You know, it's amazing how the only time you report the hockey scores in preseason is when the Rangers lose.
Is this true?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'll try to be better. Now. Yes, I will try to be better.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.